Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Back with us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the paper. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Well, we have coronavirus and the fear of coronavirus around our region now, and the Times Union's been following it along with us here at WAMC.
Yeah, it's coronavirus all the time. You know, every time you turn around, there's a new angle coming out, either things that our own reporters are finding or just breaking news. Yesterday, there were a bunch of different developments. Thankfully, none of them dramatically impactful for people, but Skidmore College, a lot of schools are dealing with the possibility that their students in close quarters will expose each other to the virus. And Skidmore announced on Monday they're going to suspend classes through at least March 22nd. Students shouldn't return after spring break. They're going to reevaluate as they go along. There was an incident over the weekend. Warren County confirmed that a pharmacist up there had tested positive for COVID-19 and had come into contact, you know, in the general course of his job with hundreds of customers. And Warren County has spent the last several days tracking down 400 people who picked up prescriptions from the CVS pharmacy on Main Street just to get a sense of who these people are and what the impact might be to them. Of course, yesterday the governor, as he has done most days over the last week, had a news conference to talk about the coronavirus and announced that the prisoners in one of the state prisons are going to start making hand sanitizer to hopefully make up for the shortfall of hand sanitizer in the state and around the country. At the same time, the governor's Port Authority director tested positive for some of the symptoms of COVID-19. So every way you turn, there's a new development in the case, and it's, you know, becoming part of everyone's everyday life of just sort of navigating their way through it.
Well, another story that's been breaking is these indictments of horse trainers with apparent ties to Saratoga Racecourse.
Yeah, the U.S. Attorney in Manhattan yesterday announced that 24 people, horse trainers, veterinarians, and others, were indicted in a pretty sprawling federal probe of the use of performance-enhancing drugs in the racing industry. They've been investigating them for 2 years. This is just the latest problem for the thoroughbred and harness track businesses. Now this thing pops up, which will make a lot of people doubtful that the races they're wagering on are being run legitimately. They did not specify alleged violations at Saratoga Racecourse, but two of the trainers who were big money earners up there last summer have been indicted, Jorge Navarro and Jason Cervais. Cervais placed fifth last summer in winnings at the track, taking in almost $1 million. And Navarro was in 22nd place, earning more than $350,000.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike will catch up with you next week.
Okay, thanks, Dave. I'll see you.